ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
I will plead to fix it. Do you know that? And if I take it to the panel beta, it cannot be like the first one. But do you know God is capable of replacing that car with a new one? That is what is called restoration. Restoration is not repairs. See, the way we relate with God is the way we transact business with our, that is not the way God is. When God heals, he doesn't heal alone. He makes whole. Okay. Let me give you an example. Okay. I had a surgery here about 7 years ago. The mark of the surgery is still there. Am I right? But when God heals, that mark, as in, you won't see the mark. That is what it means to make whole. Anew. And that is the way God operates. Anew. If I stitch my head now and the power of God falls on me and I'm healed, you understand what I mean? And God, you understand, makes me whole. That's why when we sing, he touched me and oh, what joy that comes to my soul. Something happened and I know he touched me and made me whole. He didn't say he touched me and healed me. He touched me and made me whole and new. And that is why he said, if any man be in Christ, if any man old, 80 years, 90 years, he is a new creature. He is a new species. He has never existed before. To God, he is brand new. Glory to God. He makes whole. So when God said, I will restore to you, he's not saying, I will take you back to that job that you lost. Mm-mm. He's not saying, I will get back that contract. No. When God comes to you, he comes bigger. Hear this. What the world called delay is what God calls perfection. What the world calls delay. It's taking forever. God is in the process of trying to daze you. What has happened is what you know. What would have happened, you do not know. He kept that away from you. If only you would be grateful tonight. What has happened is what you know. And you begin to analyze. If only they are taking him to the hospital on time. You know, we are full of analysis. If God just give you a 60 seconds of what would have happened, you say, thank you. Lord, I thank you. Even for this order that has happened, I thank you. May God baptize us with the spirit of gratitude tonight. You know, I have no reason to regret. I'm full of gratitude. So, I met someone in this July. No, I've known the person since April, but we'll just walk and exchange. So for the first time, we got talking close. And April was exactly 1 year she lost her husband. And you know, when she spoke with me, when I was going on, I was just worshiping God. You know, see, when you hear other people's story, you appreciate God for your life.
Tell your neighbor, don't take God for granted. Joel chapter 1. Thank you, Jesus. Spirit of the living God. Lord, I'm grateful. You know why? My harvest is here. My harvest is here. So, for somebody, it's a double promotion. For somebody, you've been on that thing for so long. And God is coming big this time around. And when God shows up, the whole system changes. And that is why I know the remaining days of this month, everything will work in your favor. Joel chapter 1. Be ashamed, you farmers. Wail, you vine dressers. For the wheat and the barley. Because the harvest of the field has perished. The wine has dried up. And the fig tree has withered. The pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree, all the tree of the field are withered. Why? Surely, joy has withered away from the sons of men. Let's do an exposition on that tonight. As we burst into the spirit of joy. He said, because joy has dried up from the sons of men, the wine has dried up, the fig tree has withered. The wheat and the barley, because the harvest of the field has perished. The harvest of the field has perished because joy has dried up in the heart of men. When joy is withheld in the life of any man, his harvest perishes. When joy is withheld in the life of any man, his harvest perishes. Giving room for depression, ingratitude is a satanic device to keep you a victim for life. No matter what you hold in your hand, no matter how little that thing is, with gratitude it will become more. No matter how little what you hold in your hand is, with the spirit of gratitude, it will become more. It will become more. It will become more. I want to draw your attention to the spirit of gratitude. Seeing things from God's perspective. Not the way, not your calculation. So, one of my best prayer points is God is going to disappoint me. If you know me very well, I calculate a lot. Permutation, combination, I'm good at it. Because I believe also that when you plan, it's part of faith. Are you with me? But at times God needs to knock those things out and tell you that I'm in charge. That things do not work the way you want it. Things work the way I want it. And the scripture is clear about it. It says he makes all things beautiful in his time. Not my time. So my prayer does not fast track that time. Are you with me tonight? Some people said, I'm going to the mountain. 30 days is good. It's a spiritual exercise. It's good for your body. Amen? Do you know what you don't have now? God knows you don't need it. Imagine me buying a car for Folajuwon. I want to kill him before his time. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. What you don't have now, God knows you don't need it. No matter how you find your face. So I'm angry with God. And God is saying, no, son. How many of you know? After you say, no wonder the scripture is right. All things work together. But you've been angry before. How many of you have been there before? So at times, I get worked up when things don't work. I ask Bumi, people that work, why is this thing not? But at times, you just find out that even at times, some mistakes that are not deliberate, please. That is not an excuse for believers to faff around, please. That are not, you see that you've done all you've done, and something just Pastor Bill was advising somebody on Sunday that let's say has some offers later. He said he has taken out. The pastor said, but you say you want to wait on God. That you, if you want to wait on God, you have to put everything. He said, no, that one is out. No. So when you are waiting on God, you allow God to speak. Because what you said is out. God might be speaking. That is where I want you to go to. The scripture also emphasizes that his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. He said, as far as the heavens are above, so it is. Amen. Amen. We have to see things through the eyes of the Spirit. Praise God. Can we be on our feet? I just want us to worship God tonight. Hear this. The mystery of praise, thanksgiving, and worship is one of the greatest mysteries of the New Testament revelation. Someone is saying, praise God. I said, the mystery of praise, worship, thanksgiving. Are you with me? It's one of the mysteries of the New Testament revelation. How do I mean? You just lost your job and you are just worshiping God. Is that not a mystery? They just gave you a quick notice. You say, thank you, Lord Jesus. It is a mystery that, now, see, when the enemy strikes, hello? When the enemy strikes, do you know, look at the way it works. He wants you to go into deep thinking and fall into depression. Am I right? That's actually, is a strategy. The devil is not powerful. It's a strategy. It's a strategy. He knocks you without bad news. So to him, a bad news. But Paul had an understanding. I said, this will turn in for my good. You know why? Paul has been around, you know, when people say, I've been around for some time. Said, we know the way this guy operates. He said, so, HR calls you, you get the letter. He wants you to just sit down and say, how do I pay my children's school fees? And that is what he expects you to be doing. And you just say, thank you, Lord Jesus, glory! And, you know, the devil becomes confused. This guy is supposed to be crying. Imagine I flog Dora Bomi and Dora Bomi say, glory to God. You know, I should be scared. Do you understand what I'm saying? My son, I came my son. And he said, oh, glory to Jesus. All things work. I would just say, God, help me here. So I become confused. Though I was the one that came him. Are you with me? So that is what we do to the devil. He expects us to be sober. He expects us to be into ourselves, thinking and saying, oh, how will I get this? And you say, Father, I thank you because I know. I know all things are working together for my good. Father, I thank you because I know this will end in praise. Father, I thank you because I know. And with our hands lifted up. Yes. Yeah, just worship God in the spirit tonight.
Come before you, rejoice and
don't think somebody is grateful at all. We're going to worship and dance to God before we give here tonight. I need us to take some confessions. I want you to warm up in the spirit. I can't feel you. Glory to God. Raise up your right hand together with me. So, before we do that, I wrote down and said, gratitude will stimulate joy. Joy will stimulate praise. And praise will open your heavens for you. Gratitude will stimulate joy. Joy will stimulate praise. Praise will open your heavens of abundant harvest for you. Can you say after me tonight, bye-bye to depression. So now you say it like you mean it with every fiber of your being. Bye bye to depression. Bye bye to murmuring. Bye bye to complaining. It's a new day in my life. It's a new day in my life. My harvest is here. My harvest is here. My feed must not dry up. My field must not dry up. It is my turn this season of harvest. It is my turn this season of harvest. It is my turn this season of harvest. Lord Jesus, I abide in you so that your joy will remain in me and my joy will be full. Lord, you have turned my sorrow into joy. You've caused my heart to rejoice, and no one can take my joy from me. I rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, I rejoice. Lord, your word is to me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. Lord God, you have shown me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of your joy. And at your right hand is pleasure forevermore. God, you are my exceeding joy and my great reward. You are my exceeding joy and my great reward. You have given me the oil of joy for mourning and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that I may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. Glory to God. As I live in the Spirit, I also walk in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit in me produces the fruit of joy. I choose to count it all joy when I fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trials of my faith works patient. Can we just dance to the Lord tonight? Can we dance to the Lord tonight?
Hallelujah. Oso babire, kosi babire, koma solo rubire.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Are you in the Spirit? Do you need a laying of hands? Can we just make melody to the Lord tonight?
Yes. Hallelujah.
There must be a commotion for the devil. Yeah. The devil is confused already. I said the devil is confused. Let's dance to the Lord tonight.
My Lord is good.
your hand. For example, that you have the offer letter. So you are going to dance. You have that admission. You understand what I mean? You have that contract. You have that baby. Glory to God. Imagine a naming ceremony. Hey! Glory to God.
You redeem my soul from every destruction. Yeah. I will sing your praise. Yeah.
Lord, we thank you tonight. Can you just lift up your voices tonight in appreciation to God? Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That season is here over us. Bountiful harvest. Bountiful harvest in leaps and in bounds. Yes, Lord. In hundredfolds, in thousandfolds. Yeah. Yes, Lord. We speak forth in the name of our Lord Jesus. Glory to you. Praise the Lord. Two instructions. Praise God. Throughout the remaining days of this month, please, in your prayer time, don't ask for anything. Just praise the Lord. Is that okay? It's specific. Just in your closet, your family, just find a time. Just praise the Lord.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,